This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, March 25th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Yesterday, Delta County moved to the least restrictive level green on the state's COVID risk dial, reflecting a sharp drop in COVID cases in the county. Under the new guidelines, the public can attend gyms and fitness centers, restaurants, personal gatherings, outdoor events, and entertainment with no regulation. Bars remain under a 50% capacity order, and the statewide mask mandate, which is separate from the COVID dial, remains in effect until April 3rd. The National Park Service is warning that ice is breaking up along shorelines of both the Gunnison River and the Blue Mesa and other reservoirs of the Kurikante National Recreation Area, creating hazardous situations. On Friday, March 19th, an angler was standing on the ice along the shore near the Lake City Bridge when a slab of ice broke and the angler fell between two ice sheets. Gunnison Fire and EMS, along with the National Park Service Rangers, responded. On Monday, a 37-year-old mountaineer died in an avalanche just outside the boundary of the Beaver Creek ski area. The Colorado Sun reports Gary Smith was the 12th person killed by avalanches in Colorado this season. Smith, a former ski patroller and a partner, were skiing in an area known as Sanctuary Chute, a steep northwest-facing slope below the tree line. And the fire chief of Nucla, Naderita, and Paradox, Chester Riley, collapsed and died on Saturday while responding to a car crash. Riley has been the chief of the district that spans the three remote communities in western Montrose County for over 16 years. While responding to help the driver in the vehicle, which reportedly rolled down a hill, Riley collapsed and fell down the hill, according to the Montrose Press. Deputies and others on scene attempted life-saving measures but were unsuccessful. An autopsy report is pending. State lawmakers from Boulder want to pursue aggressive new gun regulations in the wake of Monday's deadly shooting at a King Soopers grocery store. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Speaking to hundreds of people during a virtual town hall, Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg said all three lawmakers from the city want to pass a statewide ban on assault weapons.
We are committed to action, and we are having those difficult conversations with our colleagues and making sure that whatever we do, it's thoughtful and it's meaningful, and most importantly, it's effective.
It's unclear whether Democrats will have enough support to make Colorado the 8th state to adopt a ban. Representative Judy Amabile is also vowing to focus on mental health policy.
We need civil commitment beds. Right now, there's no place to send somebody who wants and needs hospitalization to get better.
State lawmakers are also expected to pursue a mandatory waiting period for firearm purchases during this legislative session. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
A salmonella outbreak is killing birds in parts of the Mountain West and continues to spread. Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck explains what you can do to help stop it.
Songbirds, like those in the finch family, are already contracting salmonella and dying in Idaho and Utah, and the infection is on the move. Lynn Smotty is a wildlife biologist for the Idaho Department of Fish and Game. She says this year's mild winter caused birds to stay farther north and congregate more frequently at bird feeders, passing along the infection. She says we can help stop that spread.
Hopefully everyone takes down their feeders, and of course we all love watching birds at our feeders, but this temporary hiatus can make a real big difference.
Smotty says birds will find other food. In the meantime, feeders and bird baths should be cleaned out using a 10% bleach solution and then can go back up in a few weeks. Smotty says the disease could transfer to other animals and humans, so wear gloves and keep pets away while cleaning or around dead birds. If you see birds puffing up and acting unusually lethargic, or you find multiple dead birds, contact your local Fish and Game authority. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
As migrant agricultural workers return to Western Colorado, how do they get access to coronavirus vaccines? As Eric Gladys reports, Colorado's federally qualified health centers are helping with the distribution.
Colorado farms are bringing back seasonal workers to get started on this year's crops, and community health centers are gearing up to ensure they can access health care and COVID-19 vaccines. Kay Hotzenpiller is with River Valley Family Health Center, serving Olathe, Montrose, and Delta on the western slope. She says migrant workers face unique risks. Frequently, more than 20 farmers work alongside each other every day and go home together at night to dormitory-like settings.
They have a common kitchen, common living room. And so if one of them goes to a supermarket and brings it back, it's highly likely that they will all get it.
River Valley staff will travel to farms starting in late March. Providers will offer COVID vaccines along with primary dental and mental health care. They'll also screen for cholesterol levels and other indicators to identify and treat diabetes or other health conditions. Staff will make a second trip to farms at a later date to complete the vaccine regimen. Hotzenpiller says relationships built with community leaders over the years helped pave the way for delivering care during the coronavirus pandemic. She adds that many farms bring back the same workers each year, so patients are already on file in the River Valley system.
It's about trust. So it's about those workers trusting what we do. They know that we're safe, and they know that River Valley is a trusted source of health care.
Axis Health System is a federally qualified health center in Durango that's been distributing vaccines to agricultural communities since January. The group has also expanded outreach efforts to connect farm workers with care and will host a booth at the Four States Ag Expo in Cortez later this month. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition hosted a number of online events for Sunshine Week. Kate Redmond attended a panel discussion on combating misinformation and disinformation.
As part of last week's Sunshine Week that highlights and celebrates the media's role of holding government entities to transparency, the Freedom of Information Coalition hosted a webinar on Thursday called Truth Be Told, The Proliferation of Online Misinformation and Disinformation and What We Can Do About It. In the era of social media, attacks on media, and entertainment posing as news media, Nancy Watzman, former director of the Colorado Media Project who moderated the webinar panel, spoke of five areas of work addressing misinformation and disinformation in U.S. media.
There is the idea of antitrust, breaking up these large companies like Google and Facebook that have become so ever-present in our lives, and some say control may be too much. There's pushes to regulate platforms here in Colorado. There's a bill right now in the legislature by Carrie Donovan that proposes a commission. It's been pretty controversial, I'd say, but about regulating digital communications. There's litigation. There's some folks who are going to court, like Dominion Voting Systems, who are, you know, going to court and trying to bring libel suits against those that have posted false content about them and so forth. There's this idea of creating new public social media, kind of akin to public TV, public radio. And there's media literacy. We'll talk a lot about that tonight. You know, what kinds of new skills and strategies do we need in the era of social media?
The Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition panel featured Alex Roeder, former Senior Vice President of Engineering at Twitter, Nora Benavidez, Director of U.S. Free Expression Programs for PEN America, and Damaso Reyes, Journalist and Media Literacy Expert. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.